Hello, hello everyone, and welcome. I am Israel, your host, and this is the first episode of Israel Blogs. This is the start of a podcast series where I talk about different things that interest me or are currently trending as I relate my past and current experiences with them. And for the first episode, I'm going to be talking about stress, specifically how stress affects my life and how I coped with it. Also, I'm going to be highlighting the moments and events in my life where I was stressed out the most. But before going into that, what exactly is stress? Is it simply just a negative feeling caused by an inconvenience, or is it something deeper? According to the World Health Organization, stress can be defined as a state of worry or mental tension caused by a difficult situation. It is said that stress is natural to humans. We are prone to it. Whenever exposed to a negative stimuli, stress is a sort of psychological pain. However, if a person is heavily stressed, then there can be physical effects, such as headaches, chest pains, exhaustion, and other symptoms. An obvious example of this as a student is academic responsibility or activity, specifically deadlines. This is where the first and quite possibly the most benefiting and burdening cause of my stress. While I do manage my time wisely and organize my schedule, the sight of an upcoming deadline in Google Classroom is enough to put a wrinkle in my forehead. Admittedly, there have been times where I broke down due to an overwhelming amount of deadlines and the inconsideration of teachers not caring whether or not they gave us too much big of a task in such a short amount of time. I remember back in senior high school where I submitted my final research paper 1 week early. However, only a day before its presentation, I received feedback from the teacher to revise various parts of it. I then spent the entire day and night doing so, and consequently got no practice for my presentation. There are other stressful instances as well that physically, mentally, and emotionally drained me. Perhaps the most stressful one was the day I took the UPGAT. I remember internally spiraling as I lined up to enter the testing center and making up delusions of what would happen to me if I didn't pass the exam. Thankfully, though, I did, and now I'm here, even more stressed out than ever. While stress is mostly viewed as a negative thing, it is said that small amounts of it are actually beneficial. I agree with this, as there are times where stress has actually helped me achieve a goal. This is through its role as my driving force or motivator to do something. With the right amount of stress, not too much or not too little, I could achieve whether weeks, days, or even minutes before I'm supposed to finish a deadline. Pressure does make diamonds after all. Going outside of academic responsibilities, I also commonly experience stress in social situations. Yes, a communication arts student with social anxiety. The irony is very much lost in me. As an overly protected only child, I did not interact much with other people outside of my family. Suffice it to say that I did not have any people skills whatsoever. This, in turn, would lead me to isolating for most of my junior high school years, where I'm most stressed in group works rather than individual works, and reportings or presentations would drive me to the wall. Even the simplest things I would find extremely tedious, like ordering food from the local McDonald's or Jollibee. I would eventually get over this and find my confidence when I got to senior high school and chose humanities as my strand. I figured I needed to grow, as I could not live to be this self-reserved and shy anymore. Looking back, I used to care so much about what people thought of me, and thought if I didn't bother anyone, then they'd think nothing of me. I realized I did not need to put much importance on what other people thought, especially those who would not be in my life for a long time. This is not to say that I no longer care about my image, because, as a matter of fact, I still do. However, I no longer allow myself to be hindered by the things I want to do or say because of fear. This is the kind of stress that drove me outside of my comfort zone, and in doing so, I managed to make connections, friendships, and relationships that would last a lifetime. combining the two most stressful instances of my life, one being my academic responsibilities and the other being my social anxiety, I would get the most relevant and pressuring instance there currently is in my life right now, being a freshman in the University of the Philippines, Los Baños. The transition from senior high school to college is difficult enough. The stress as to whether or not I'll be able to survive the academic rigor of this university and if I'm going to make friends and connections are difficult enough. However, when I've had to do it by moving out of the house and into an unknown place, honestly, I still do not know how I'm surviving. The overprotected, forced to academically achieve, riddled with social anxiety, only child moving into a prestigious university, hours away from home. Now that is deserving of a trophy, don't you think? Now, as I look back, I ask myself, what did I do to relieve my stress in moments like these? And basing from all of them, what I always did was take a step back and breathe. I know it is cliche to say, however, cliches are cliches for a reason, because they are true. When in extremely stressful situations, you might find yourself disoriented, confused, and thinking of multiple delirious thoughts at the same time. During these moments, take a second or two to detach from the situation and calm down. Doing so would make all the difference. You would see how zooming out of a situation and evaluating everything would calm you down. This is what I did when I was minutes away from passing a deadline, talking to strangers outside, and now as a freshman in a prestigious university. Another way to cope is to not view stress as the enemy. As I've said, there's a healthy amount of stress to push you to achieve something and even grow as a person. Stress has helped me finish deadlines. It has helped me make friends and grow. It has helped me become a more interesting and unique person. And admittedly, it is also the reason why I'm studying in the university right now, because I was very much stressed in studying for the UPGAT, and currently, and while I was currently taking it, I was still stressed. Tuning stress to your advantage is not an easy feat. However, it is a useful one. To stress about something is an indication that you care about something. So, know your limits, your breakpoints, and the pressure of which you can handle things. And if it gets too much for you, then take a breather. Take a step back. And soon, you will learn to accept and deal with everything coming your way. This is the first episode of Israel Blogs. See you on the next.